Frank Caliendo is on Fox NFL Sunday every week. Been on there for a few years now after a long run on Mad TV. He also is on the road working comedy clubs and concerts all around the country and will be in our town to play the Argosy Casino Alton on Friday and Saturday night and joins us live now, I believe, from somewhere in Michigan. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Where are you?
I am in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
A hot spot of comedy.
Western Michigan University tonight.
I saw you last week on Letterman dressed up as Madden. And when Letterman brought you out, he didn't even say it was you.
Yeah, you know, he never has done anything like that before. So, you know, something I usually probably wouldn't do for anybody other than David Letterman. So when the Letterman people called, I said, yeah, I guess I'll do it. And then they said, well, Dave really wants you to do it. And I was like, okay. So I went out there and pretended to be me. And maybe just did that a lot. they actually just called me an hour ago and said they – looks like they want me to come back and do that again on November 9th. So
wow.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's like they're trying to make me a character, you know, a guy who does, I think I'm going to do Madden again there. He wants to do it maybe once a month or something. I don't know if that's going to happen for sure, but that was the feeling they were giving me.
Now, when you did that last week, did you tell them ahead of time, have Dave ask me these questions?
Kind of. I wanted it to be looser. Whenever you get to a Hollywood set like that, they get all worried about, that one's in New York, but it's the same kind of thing. But they start out like it's really loose. Oh, yeah, just have fun. You're going to do whatever you want. And then as you get closer and closer, they start going, well, maybe we should script this. And they start getting more and more paranoid and worried about it. And I just went, guys, it's going to be fine. I do this all the time. I mean, all you have to do is go, and that's why that guy reminds me of Brett Favre. I mean, as the president would say, it's not difficult. It's not rocket surgery.
Especially when you're working with Letterman, you'd think after all these years, he could ad-lib with a comedian for a little while.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much they're worried about him. I think it's more they're worried about me in some ways. And the fact that he's never interacted, you know, with a fake character like that. They did not tell anybody that it wasn't going to be the actual John Madden. People were expecting to see John Madden in that audience.
Yeah.
So when I show up there, you know, they're going, I thought John Madden was taller than 5'7". You know?
And bigger.
I'm a mini Madden, you know. Like mini me, but only with a lot more hair and a lot more turkey.
Are there certain things when you do an impression? Like I noticed when you do Madden, you got to say the words, I mean.
Oh, yeah. There are things. I mean, you know, that's a great one to restate something. He says probably. It's probably going to be a touchdown there.
Yeah.
If he throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, that's probably going to be a touchdown. I don't know why he would put probably in there, but it probably is probably the reason I'm always saying probably.
Yeah. He is the master of the obvious, isn't he?
Yeah, the master of the obvious, because I tell you things that you probably already know.
But why him? Why him? Is he easier to do than others for you?
Well, it's just one of the big ones that hit. I mean, it's somebody everybody has seen and known forever. I mean, think of all the different things from he's a pitch man on TV for different,
products.
Mm-hmm. Products.
Foot care
things.
Here's
a guy who couldn't think of the word products, and you probably saved about 10 minutes right now. pitch man for products. He's a now a Hall of Fame coach, a broadcaster. He wears, all these different jackets, so he's known in so many different ways. The video game, kids know him from, you know, I've heard him talk about, you know, people know, kids know me and they think that I'm not a real guy. They think I'm a guy from inside a video game. But I am a real guy. So, I mean, it was a guy named Phil Tagg, a comedian, said to me, do John Madden, do John Madden. I'm like, where's that going to get me?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a guy who found out.
I want to play a piece of audio for you. This is actually John Madden. I had Pat Summerall on the show about 3 or 4 weeks ago because he came out with his autobiography. And I had him on, and I played this for him. And afterwards, he actually explained the story behind this piece of audio. But the story doesn't really matter because the audio is so perfect and it fits in so well with your impression. This is the real John Madden and the real Pat Summerall.
Now, this might be the highest
above the field that we've ever been. You know that in the Husky Stadium?
And then kind of out, too. Yeah. And then that's probably because it's a cantilever. This is a cantilever field. And, you know, cantilever, I think, means this stuff where we got this overhang. See, I think when you go up and then you come out like that, that means cantilever. Mm-hmm. Or that's what cantilever means. So we got a cantilever stadium here. And then we're up above in the cantilever. The cantilever's over our head, and we're up above looking down.
Now, Frank, that could easily just be you.
Yeah, don't you miss when it was Madden Summer? Because Al Michaels focuses John back on the games.
Yeah,
yes.
Because that, you could tell in the crowd and stuff in the background, there's something had happened.
Yes. You know what?
There was a touchdown or somebody won the game or something. This is the highest we've ever been, John. The cantilever. The thing I like about cantilevers is it sounds like cantaloupe. John, could you pass me the cantaloupe? I'd love to. Here you go.
Now, in all these years of, and I've been saying for the last couple of days, knowing you were coming on here, everybody who does a Madden impression is now doing an impression of Frank Caliendo doing John Madden. So you have the definitive one there. And have you met the big man himself?
Well, John is not a big fan of me.
No,
my manager went up to him years ago at the Super Bowl and was like, "What do you think of the guy who does the great John Madden?" He's like, "I don't like him." What do you mean you don't like it? I don't like it. I should have been Shrek. He didn't say the Shrek thing. He'd have been great as Shrek. Yeah, you got the Muffin Man over there and the Gingerbread Man. Gingerbread Man is the only guy I know who's made out of the same thing as his house. I mean, you could take a bite of your house and you might be considered a cannibal. A cannibal with a cantaloupe on a cantaloupe. I can't believe it.
Now, speaking of doing Letterman, you also do Jay Leno. Now, if Madden doesn't like you doing it and doesn't want to meet you, I can't imagine that Leno wants to have you on the show since you do him.
Leno's done stuff with us. A couple of years ago when Randy Moss did the mooning incident,
I
was walking around in full Jay Leno makeup and regalia, and I was walking around, hey, this guy looks interesting, and I grabbed Jay Leno, and I'm like, hey, what do you think of this whole Randy Moss mooning incident? He's like, I'm used to seeing rear ends on TV. I watch Fox NFL Sunday. Back to you, Terry. Letterman, we actually did a Letterman sketch. Believe it or not, they shrink the screen a little bit when I'm on. I play Letterman and Paul Schaefer. Last week, the guys, Terry, Howie, Jimmy, I almost said JB, but
yeah.
It's the wrong JB. It's the St. Louis JB, not the old school JB.
That's right.
Joe Buck and here's a guy who forgot where he was going with it. I've been there and done that, my friend. Sometimes you go off on one of those tangents. I love tangerines. They're my favorite fruit. I still like cantaloupe. I wonder if there's a tangerine lever.
You were talking about doing Letterman.
Yeah. Oh, so we did the guys were in Philadelphia, so we did the top 10 differences because that was where Rocky Balboa was from.
Yeah.
And we did the top 10 differences between Rocky Balboa and Howie Long. Number 10. Rocky can actually act. And it was, stuff like Rocky had the eye of the tiger. Howie wears fake glasses to pretend he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed Howie afterward. I was like, how did you? I hope you didn't hate me after that. He's like, oh, no, my kids loved it.
Yeah.
So it was
because of everybody on that set, the one person you don't want PO'd at you, I'm guessing, is Howie Long.
Yeah, because he could stomp on you or eat you.
Yes, he could. Talk about cannibalism. That's the one guy who could one day go, I'm having your arm for lunch.
Yes, he's a giant, giant man. It's funny, you watch these guys, because like he and Terry, they both, from playing in the NFL all these years, they can barely walk. It's just, I mean, they can walk, but you can see that they're... Like I said, Howie, you don't only seem like a robot, you walk like a robot.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, 10 knee surgeries, man, 10 knee surgeries. Yeah. I'm like, oh, explain the haircut now. People don't understand. People think Terry and I don't get along. That's not true at all. Terry's very cool to me, and he's always, that's just the thing he does on TV. On TV every week, it's like, not funny, Frank, not funny. Then after the show, he's always like, very funny, Frank, very funny. I'm like, why can't you say that while we're on TV? Well, Howie hasn't explained it to me at that point.
Bradshaw actually has a great sense of humor and totally understands the show business of television, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Terry's a great he's a brilliant guy. In many ways, he's a very smart guy. I mean, he's a great smart businessman, and he's sometimes he is a little simple. You could see him saying, "My old mama said life was like a box of chocolate." You know, but he is a shrewd business guy. I mean, he's involved in all kinds of things. So
yeah, as long as he's not giving the money to his many ex-wives,
four of them, I believe it
is. That's correct. Yeah, have you worked up a Joe Buck impression yet?
No, I don't have Joe yet. I would like to. I haven't figured out what the take is on it yet, and I've been so busy that I haven't even really. You know, you got to sometimes just sit down and try and figure out what it is that makes the person's voice and cadence stand out. And I believe that Joe Buck has something there. I just can't figure out what it is yet.
Well, nobody I know does a Joe Buck impression. Mm-hmm. So once you figure it out, once again, everybody will do the Frank Caliendo Joe Buck.
Well, I heard years ago, I believe it was Kevin Pollak who does some great impressions, talking about it's almost like having a key and you unlock this lock to the impression. And as soon as you do it, it's like everybody sees how to do it and unlock it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's you kind of give that away because you're exaggerating certain things. And when people see that, they can understand the exaggerated parts, and they just copy that.
Yeah. Which Pollak, by the way, does brilliantly with Albert Brooks.
Yeah, he's very excellent.
I'm Paul Harris here on News Talk 1120 KMOX, talking with Frank Caliendo from Fox NFL Sunday and Mad TV, and he'll be at Argosy Casino Alton tomorrow night. He is right now in a hotel room in Kalamazoo, Michigan, with a whole bunch of other people. We've already heard from John Madden, and we heard a little bit of President Bush. I wonder if Vice President Dick Cheney is also there. Is he?
My Cheney is not great on the phone, actually. It looks more like the penguin from Batman.
Isn't that who he is anyway?
It ends up like... I got to perform at the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner with Vice President Cheney sitting right next to me, and I knew this whole thing about the president, how he does that head bob thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know, and I don't mean anything political by this, it's just an observation, but I've seen one other creature communicate like that. Turkeys do it. And like I said, no political. I'm a middle-of-the-road kind of guy. But the next time you see the president on TV, whether you're pro-President Bush, not against, you're against him or whatever, the next time you see him on TV, you're going to see him do that, and you're going to wait for him to go, gobble, gobble. I mean, I was there in St. Louis when the debates were going on, and I would have told him to do that back then. Remember when John Kerry would go on the offensive and just start, almost on the attack of President Bush, like, you did this, you did this. What are you going to do if you go on the offensive? President Bush looks back at you and goes, gobble, gobble. What? Gobble, gobble. You know that, you flop-flipping ding-dong? I'm the king of America, land of the free, and home of the Whopper.
All right, and now on the other side of the political spectrum, how about former President Bill Clinton?
Well, Clinton was so different than Bush because he could talk his way out of anything. Bill Clinton could lie. He could look at you directly in the eyes, and you'd believe him. He'd and tell you a complete untruth, be like, I am not here. Not here. I don't know what it is you're looking at, but it is not me. What is here? Isn't here just there without a T? The president, if the Monica Lewinsky scandal happened to President Bush, and I'm not saying that it would, but if it happened to President Bush, there's no way he gets out of it. Put him on the stand. Mr. President, you have relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky? What did they tell me to say here? That was out loud, wasn't it? I can't believe I said that. There's two kinds of words, inside words and outside words. Inside words stay in, outside words come out that time, and inside word popped out. Hey, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I looked over at Mr. Cheney, and he was like,
Now, when you're doing that room, do you have to be careful about what you say, considering they're all right there?
Yeah, I'm pretty clean and walk the line. I mean, actually my act is very clean, and I've designed it that way. But the thing is, I never do anything about policy and stuff like that. My favorite moment probably of the whole thing was I always start out with saying I'm a fan of the president, and all of the people in Congress and the media that were there, only one guy clapped. And I looked over at the vice president. I said, Fox News, honey. Went, yeah. But it was a moment I shared with the vice president. it wasn't me talking to an audience. It was like me with him up there.
Yeah.
Expecting him to pull that umbrella out and have the smoke, and, you know, that little cigarette holder, and sleep, Batman.
Do you ever get called upon to do voices for movies or you know, sometimes I've heard that sometimes big stars do a movie and then something went wrong with the sound, and so they have to hire somebody to come in and kind of imitate that person to loop their stuff in. Have you ever done that?
I have never done that for anything other than at Mad TV, but I you know, it's interesting. I've never really been one to, because you don't get paid a lot for that, so I've never been one to work that hard. Here's a guy who's honesty. And honesty is the, you know, it's the best way to tell the truth.
He's switching so fast, it's hard to keep up.
My friends, it's the Robin Williams theory of comedy. If I don't have a joke, just switch voices. And we dance and we're back. So you just go from that. Maybe an Al Pacino. Back to the Robin Williams, John Madden, you know, maybe to Bill Clinton. It's just the way it is.
How about Christopher Walken? Does he ever slip in there?
I could. I can do it. I don't do it a lot, but I like to whisper for no reason. He's the opposite of Pacino. Pacino loves to yell.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I'd love to see somebody cast him as a librarian just to see what he'd do. You know he's going to start screaming. It's like, shh, where's the B section? Shh. Where is the B section? What the heck? Decimal system. It's a system created by a guy named Decimal, you ding dong. I really went on those tangerines again, but I do prefer cantaloupe.
I should mention that Frank's website, frankkellyendo.com, has all sorts of samples, and it's got his comedy DVD that you can order, and also ringtones. That you can download.
Ringtone. Oh, I need a ringtone.
Nothing beats having President Bush on your cell phone going, ring, 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 ring. Hey, your cell phone's ringing. Your phone, man. I shrinkificated. Still El Presidente.
There's one on your list that I would like to have.
Which one is that?
I would like Judge Smales.
Oh, the Ted Knight.
Ted Knight.
Your phone's ringing.
Billy.
Yeah, oh, Billy. It always sounded like somebody was tickling him. Like, oh, stop tickling me. Sorry, I thought you were Brett Favre.
Now, that's what I want on my ringtone. I want John Madden going on and on about Brett Favre, working him into any conversation.
Is that Madden's favorite athlete of all time?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's like somebody made a bet with him that he couldn't work Brett Favre and everything. He just wanted to prove that guy wrong. You know, he's talking about hybrid grass. Like, half that grass on the field is real and half of it is fake. But Brett Favre is all real. You guys owe me $50.
Oh, Frank is going to be on stage tomorrow night and Saturday night. And so will all of these other people. And if you want to go see him, he's at Argosy Casino Alton. And any other projects coming up that we should know about besides the touring and the Fox NFL Sunday and the rest?
I have a pilot on TBS that we're working on right now. It's my own sketch show. I'm thinking about calling it Chappelle's Show, but the lawyers say no.
Call it Chappelle's Show where the star shows up.
Yeah, well, why not, right?
Yeah.
I got another a pilot that I'm doing for Fox Sports Nets. It's a show where we go around and talk to fans in different stadiums and whatnot. That's maybe a movie project in the works, but that's, you know, little things. You never know what's going to hit and what's going to even get on the air, so you just take a bunch of things and hope you have enough time.
And maybe one of these days Madden will have an endorsement that he doesn't have time to do, and they'll just say, hey, get that other guy.
There's a commercial where he's singing in, like, a flannel shirt with a Well, I think maybe Dale Jarrett or something like that.
Oh, we got to get our hands on this for some punishment music for the show.
Yeah, well, they used a fake singer. They had me come in, and they actually did have me loop that pretty much because he didn't want to sing. I did it, and they wouldn't okay it. Their people were going crazy. They're like, this is perfect. They went over to his camp, and they said, no, they said I was too expensive. And I said, well, that guy, how much do you think that guy's not making any money for?
Yeah.
I just bought the moon.
Can we hear a sample of what it sounds like when Madden sings?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't remember what songs it was. I just sing things like Different Strokes. Remember that?
Now the world don't move to the beat of this one drum. What might be right? that for some. There you go, Arnold and Willis, all with Mr. Drummond.
Special guest star this week, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. I mean, Arnold was the Brett, had the Brett Favre catchphrases. What you talking about, Willis?
Frank, it's a pleasure talking to you. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Frank Caliendo here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.